Hello, family and friends. The title of today's message is Making Allowance for Each Other's Faults. Let's pray. Father, we come today to learn from you, your precious word. We know that you are the truth, and the truth will set us free, Father. We come ready to receive, Father, any correction in our lives where this message will help us to treat others better, Father. We choose to listen and not listen to our flesh, but to listen to you, Father. We come hungry and ready. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, folks, we're going to talk today about this topic, making allowance for each other's faults. It is so easy to see the weaknesses or faults in others before we see their strengths or good points. That is especially true with our enemies or those we don't like, and sometimes with those that we know really well. It's human nature to see the weaknesses in others. But if we are born again, our spirit man sees the good in others, the potential in others. And our spirit man wants to encourage others that they can overcome their weaknesses and will help them do so. Let's talk today about making allowance for each other's faults and start in Ephesians 4:2 in the Living Bible. Be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Folks, notice that we are to make allowance for the faults of others. Why? Because of our love. If we're born again, we have God's love inside of us. The fruits of the Spirit are inside of us, and we are called to see the good in other people. Ephesians 4:1 through 3 in the Amplified Classic Bible. 1. I therefore, the prisoner for the Lord, appeal to and beg you to walk, lead a life worthy of the divine calling to which you have been called, with behavior that is a credit to the summons to God's service. 2. Living as becomes you, with complete lowliness of mind, humility, and meekness, unselfishness, gentleness, mildness, with patience, bearing with one another, and making allowances because you love one another. My friends, we're called to bear with one another. None of us are perfect. We all have weaknesses, and we're to encourage one another, bear with one another, and sometimes that means just ignoring those weaknesses and letting them work on those with God. After all, He's the one that's helping them, that guides them, and we just need to continue to love one another and bear with each other's faults. 3, be eager and strive earnestly to guard and keep the harmony and oneness of and produced by the Spirit in the binding power of peace. Folks, we have to keep harmony and oneness. It's easy to pick out everyone's weaknesses, and we could argue all day long about the faults of each one, but we're called to live in harmony. Ephesians 4, verses 1 through 3 in the Amplified Bible now. Unity of the Spirit. 1. So I, the prisoner for the Lord, appeal to you to live a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called. That is, to live a life that exhibits godly character, moral courage, personal integrity, and mature behavior. A life that expresses gratitude to God for your salvation. My friends, if we're living a life with gratitude for our salvation, we'll be much less likely to find the faults of others. 2, with all humility, forsaking self-righteousness and gentleness, maintaining self-control, with patience, bearing with one another in unselfish love. Folks, unselfish love allows us to bear with one another and focus on their good points. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 13 in the Amplified Bible, the excellence of love. Verse 3, if I give all of my possessions to feed the poor, and if I surrender my body to be burned, but do not have love, it does me no good at all. 4, love endures with patience and serenity. Love is kind and thoughtful. It is not jealous or envious. Love does not brag and is not proud or arrogant. 5, it is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not provoked or overly sensitive and easily angered. It does not take into account a wrong endured. 6, it does not rejoice at injustice, but rejoices with the truth when right and truth prevail. 7, love bears all things regardless of what comes, believes all things, looking for the best in each one, hopes all things, remaining steadfast during difficult times, endures all things without weakening. Verse 8, love never fails, it never fades nor ends. Folks, we are to look for the best in one another, and love will cause us to do that if we let it come out of us. It's in our spirit, man, if we're born again. Now, 1 Corinthians 13:7 in the Contemporary English Bible, love is always supportive, loyal, hopeful, and trusting. My friends, if we're letting that love inside of us come out, we'll be supportive and hopeful, helping our friends all along the way to live a life that glorifies Jesus. 1 Corinthians 13:7, the Amplified Classic, love bears up under anything and everything that comes. It is ever ready to believe the best of every person. Its hopes are fadeless under all circumstances, and it endures everything without wavering. Folks, I like this translation. Love is ever ready to believe the best of every person. Praise God. Now, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 in the Amplified Bible. Finally, all of you, be like-minded, united in spirit, sympathetic, brotherly, kind-hearted, courteous, and compassionate toward each other as members of one household and humble in spirit. My friends, if we walk in love, we'll be kind-hearted, courteous, and compassionate towards each other. Now, Romans 12, 9 and 10 in the Amplified. Love is to be sincere and active, the real thing, without guile and hypocrisy. Hate what is evil, detest all ungodliness, do not tolerate wickedness, hold on tightly to what is good. 10, be devoted to one another with authentic brotherly affection as members of one family, give preference to one another in honor. Folks, if we walk in love, we'll put others first and give preference to them and show honor to them. Now let's go to Philippians 2, verses 3 through 5 in the Amplified Classic Bible. Do nothing from factional motives through contentiousness, strife, selfishness, or unworthy ends, or prompted by conceit and empty arrogance. Instead, in the true spirit of humility, lowliness of mind, let each regard the others as better than and superior to himself, thinking more highly of one another than you do yourselves. My friends, think about that. What would our lives be like? What would the world be like if we all regarded others as better and superior than ourselves? If we thought more highly of one another than we did ourselves? 4, let each of you esteem and look upon and be concerned for not merely his own interests, but also for the interests of others. 5, let this same attitude and purpose and humble mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. Let him be your example in humility. My friends, what a great example we had in Jesus, overlooking mankind's weaknesses and loving us all the way to Calvary as he paid the price for our sins. Now let's again read Ephesians 4, 2 in the Living Bible. Be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Folks, let's all choose to make allowance for each other's faults because of the love that's inside of us as a born-again Christian. Let's pray. Father, we're so thankful. We know that you correct us, Father, because you love us. As you correct us today in this love walk for making allowances for the faults of others, we thank you for helping us. Show us in our lives, Father, where we're missing the mark in this area, and we choose to be obedient and obey you and repent where necessary, Father. We thank you for helping us. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, folks, you can contact us at celebratejesusministry@gmail.com or by phone at 812-449-8147. We love you all. Please go talk to someone about Jesus today, And remember, Jesus thought about you on the cross at Calvary, and he's coming back soon.